From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Psalm 138. The great theme of this psalm is worship, particularly how God's people are to worship Him. The subject is especially appropriate in this day of man-centered worship. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 27 and verse 14. Wait on the Lord. It may seem an easy thing to wait, but it is one of the postures which a Christian soldier learns not without years of teaching. Marching and quick marching are much easier to God's warriors than standing still. There are hours of perplexity when the most willing spirit, anxiously desirous to serve the Lord, knows not what part to take. Then what shall it do? Vex itself by despair? Fly back in cowardice, turn to the right hand in fear, or rush forward in presumption? No, but simply wait. Wait in prayer, however. Call upon God and spread the case before Him. Tell Him your difficulty and plead His promise of aid. In dilemmas between one duty and another, it is sweet to be as humble as a child and wait with simplicity of soul upon the Lord. It is sure to be well with us when we feel and know our own folly and are heartily willing to be guided by the will of God. But wait in faith. Express your unstaggering confidence in Him, for unfaithful, untrusting waiting is but an insult to the Lord. Believe that if He keep you tarrying even till midnight, yet He will come at the right time. The vision shall come and shall not tarry. Wait in quiet patience, not rebelling because you are under the affliction, but blessing your God for it. Never murmur against the second cause, as the children of Israel did against Moses. Never wish you could go back to the world again, but accept the case as it is, and put it as it stands, simply and with your whole heart, not with self-will, into the hand of your covenant God, and say, Now, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. I know not what to do. I am brought to extremities. But I will wait until thou shalt cleave the floods, or drive back my foes. I will wait, if thou keep me many a day, for my heart is fixed upon thee alone, O God, and my spirit waiteth for thee, in the full conviction that thou wilt yet be my joy and my salvation, my refuge and my strong tower.
River, thou wondrous cross,
On the night before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, he instituted an ordinance by which his people were to remember him until his second coming. Known as the Lord's Supper, or Communion, this simple yet profound ceremony pictures Christ's broken body and shed blood through the common elements of bread and wine. Through the centuries, this observance has been a precious and solemn time for the Lord's people. Yet it has also been a subject of much abuse by those who come to this table of the Lord. At the extreme, a person's attitude toward it was a matter of life or death. During the time of the Reformation, many people were burned at the stake for refusing to accept the insistence of the Roman Catholic Church that the elements of communion literally became Christ's flesh and blood. Some groups see these elements as mere symbols, while others find in the Lord's table a much deeper significance. Dr. Alan Cairns recently wrote a short book in which he deals with the Lord's Supper from the scriptural teaching on the subject. Simply titled, The Lord's Supper, the book is subtitled, An Earthly Encounter with the Heavenly Christ. Its aim is to stir the hearts of believers to enter into the joyful fellowship our Savior holds out to us as we eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of Him. Let the Bible Speak has obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, which are available to our listeners. The price for each copy of the Lord's Supper is $8, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $8, made out to Let the Bible Speak. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email us to reserve a copy at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Be sure to request your copy of the Lord's Supper today. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns has been preaching a message entitled 100% Christians, the opening message in his series on Psalm 138. This week's text has been the opening phrase of verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, God requires complete commitment to himself and to his work. Indeed, as we study the Scriptures and learn more about the greatness of our God, we see that he alone is worthy of our wholehearted devotion, of our very best. In this concluding portion of the message, Dr. Cairns will show that God rewards wholeheartedness in his people. And now, to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
If you can say with Thomas as you look at the Lord Jesus, my Lord, my Lord, my God, then surely, surely you must give him your whole heart. And that wholeheartedness is what the Lord will undoubtedly reward. We were reading this morning in Psalm 119 in verse 2, and that verse says, blessed are they that seek him with the whole heart. There is a blessing, there is a reward. You remember the case of Abram? After he had overcome the kings who had taken his nephew Lot into captivity, the king of Sodom came with rewards. It's always a very enticing thing for the people of God. I don't want to get into a theory of church history this morning, but there is a very prevalent theory, and I think a very plausible theory, that the real downfall of the Christian church came along in the early 4th century when the Roman emperor came, as it were, and he was offering all the gifts of Sodom. The church leaders bowed and they took all that he had to offer. And they started on a downward career that has led to a great apostasy. Abram made no such mistake. Abram said, you just keep what belongs to Sodom. He appeared to impoverish himself thereby. But then the Lord came in the very next chapter, chapter 15 of Genesis, verse 1, and he said, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I want to tell you something. Nobody ever gave to the Lord without the Lord giving infinitely more in response. You can never outgive the Lord. When you give him your whole heart, he makes a great promise. You'll find it in Jeremiah 32 and verse 41. I'll rejoice over them to do them good, and I'll plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. I think that's a good bargain for anybody. You give the Lord your whole heart. And he says, I'll bless you with my whole heart. You remember the words of our Lord Jesus 3 times in Matthew chapter 6. He said, your Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Your Father who sees your heart. Your Father who knows your heart. He'll reward you openly. He speaks of the day of his return and says in Revelation 22:12, my reward is with me. Men and women, that's the promise. He says, give me your heart and I reward you richly. So I want us therefore this morning as we come to the end of this service just to take simple heed. Let me leave with you a couple of scriptures. Back in 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 7, we have a text that is certainly applicable to every believer. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. That's the promise. Take the words of Paul to the Colossians in chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. Simply do it with your whole heart, as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Just yesterday morning, in our family time of prayer, Joan and I were reading in 2 John. My mind was much taken with the words of the 8th verse. And I think they're a good summary of the application of this whole message to you and to me today. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Let me close, therefore, by taking these words of John very literally. Look to yourselves. Let me put that in the vernacular. Have a good look at yourself. Now, here you sit in God's house. You have opened a Bible today and you have read this holy word. You have opened a hymn book and a psalm book and you have sung words of devotion, words of experience. You have listened to my preaching. Now, have a good look at yourself. How is it with your heart? 100% Christians, that's what the Lord's calling for. Wholehearted commitment to Him. Are you saved? Or is that heart still dead in unbelief and rebellion and Christ rejection? With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If you're not saved today, God demands your repentance. He commands all men everywhere to repent. He calls for your heart. Will you trust Christ today? Are you saved? You can look back and say, Lord, there was a time when Christ entered my life. There was a time when God wrought in my soul. There was a time when I came to faith in Jesus Christ. I can look back and bless God that I have a testimony. I can look back and see times when I was going on with God and I was enjoying the place of prayer and I was meditating upon the Word of God and my heart was inflamed and my desire was aroused and to serve Christ was the joy of my soul. Is it that way today? Is it that way today? Have a look at yourself. What are you in church? An onlooker? A mere spectator? Deadly, meaninglessly going through the ritual? What are you in church? What are you at home? What are you in the secret place? What are you in the public forum? Have a look at yourselves, says John. The reward of Jesus Christ is not for what the world calls success, The reward of Jesus Christ is for simple believers to be 100% committed to Him. With all the concentration of my mind, with all the feeling and love and desire of which my heart is capable, with all the resolution and determination and decision of my will, I will praise Thee with my whole heart. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer and every eye closed. If your heart is not right with God, then it needs to be made right with God. And it needs to be done now. You need to call upon Him for the need of your soul. If you're not saved, you must call for salvation. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Bring my soul out of prison. Save my soul from sin. Oh, wash me in Jesus' blood from every stain. You need to come. Am I speaking to a backslider in heart this morning? You've lost out with God. It's time to stop that folly. It'll ruin your life. It'll embitter your soul. It will wreck your future. It will curse the work of your hands. Oh, the call is to every backsliding heart to come. Repent and do the first works. Repent. And do the first works. He'll heal your heart. Give you a holy, humble heart that's happy in the service of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.